It's a cold, cold Christmas in terms of Russia-NATO relations, as evidenced by these Russian troops undertaking firing exercises near the border with Ukraine. And of all the topics covered in President Putin's annual news conference, it was the questions about Ukraine and possible NATO expansion which saw him visibly bristling.
We have made it explicitly clear that further NATO movement eastward is unacceptable. What is unclear about that? Are we putting missiles next to the United States borders? No. It is the United States that has come to us with their missiles. They're already on our doorstep.
And in response to a question from a UK news channel, he highlighted the historical context to the grievance.
Not one inch to the east is what we were told in the 1990s. And what happened? We were duped. We were brazenly tricked. There were five waves of NATO expansion. That's what we're talking about. You have to understand, it's not us who are threatening. We didn't come to the borders of the US or the UK. You came to us.
Ukraine gained its independence from the Soviet Union in 1991, and although it's cultivated close ties with Europe, some parts remain deeply connected to Russia by history and language. In 2014, when Euromaidan protests ousted Ukraine's pro-Russian president, Russia swiftly annexed the Crimean Peninsula and supported pro-Russian separatist groups in the eastern region of Donbass. But Ukraine's express wish is membership of NATO and the European Union, an ambition reiterated this week by President Zelensky.
We want to unblock the Donbass peace process as soon as possible, to return Crimea, to gain membership of the European Union in upcoming years, and to get a very clear and very specific time frame from NATO, and we want to get it in 2022.
The Kremlin has tabled security proposals which would effectively block Ukraine's NATO ambitions. Russia has also deployed tens of thousands of its troops near to the Ukrainian border. Diplomats from the United States and Russia will meet to discuss the proposals in January. NATO is in an awkward position here. An attack against one NATO member is considered an attack against all. So while defending Ukraine's right to freely apply for NATO membership, the alliance knows that granting membership could bring NATO troops face to face with Russian soldiers across a battlefront. Instead of these Ukrainian soldiers practicing with US-supplied Javelin missiles, it could be American troops firing them for real, and Russian soldiers firing back. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera.